Hello? Hello?
Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Okay, I'm not selling anything. We're going to ask you for a donation.
Well, hello? What's the issue? What can I help you with?
Okay, ma'am, I can speak with Patricia Zapata, please.
This is...
Okay. All right, let me just for qualification purpose for the survey. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, man, generally speaking, do you think things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
It's horrible in Phoenix. Horrible.
Okay, so be wrong track, right? Okay, now I would like to ask you, some questions about Levine area in Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mount Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Okay, going forward, I'm going to refer this area as Levine. Okay, is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where Levine area is again?
No, I live in Levine. I know where it's at.
Okay, so it's clear, right? Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for this survey, what year were you born?
Personal information I'm not giving out because I don't know who you are. I mean, you say in your survey, but I don't know.
Okay, no problem. I'm Will's question. Okay, and are you, as anyone in the household, Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, we are.
Okay, that would that be you or both, or just a household member?
Okay, if you're doing a survey, why do you need all this?
Well, ma'am, because we do surveys by quarters, you know. First we do Hispanics, blacks, and white, you know. We do quarters, you know. Once a quarter is done, we're done, okay? That's why we ask for that.
I know, but what is the purpose of asking that? If you're doing a survey on Phoenix, then you want to know what's people's outcome and of why they think a certain way about Phoenix.
Yes, ma'am. You know, the survey is, we have to do it verbatim. We cannot skip any questions. So I cannot skip any questions because everything is being recorded, you know. Okay,
recorded, you need to let them know that, you know what, I'm tired of voting people in and they do nothing to help the drugs that are sitting on Baseline and 51st Avenue on all four corners.
Okay,
can't even have my kid walk to school because there's nothing but drugs and it's being sold there and nobody does nothing about it.
Okay. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things, you know, people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate me on each on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. Okay, you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. Okay, the first one would say better street and road maintenance. Would you say from 1 to 5, very little or a lot? Would improve?
A little.
What number would you say? From one, just one or two?
One.
Okay, what about more parks and recreational opportunities?
No, we don't need no parks. That's one.
So, one. Okay, what about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
No, they've built too much that it's already a one.
Okay, what about more good paying jobs?
Okay, I'm going to end this survey because it seems like the issue is that nobody wants to get to the root issue. Levine would be absolutely gorgeous if you guys clean up the mess that's already sitting there that nobody's doing nothing about. The drugs, they're sitting at the corners. They're dealing the drugs. I'm not going to continue. I'm not here right now.
Thank you. Thank you.